The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
From sunny California to the world, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong.
She's dead, right?
And now, pretty much.
Remember, the show is free. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another week of the Nate Darling Show. Diana Hong, not dead.
No.
Apparently, no. She works on Tuesday nights, and we moved.
Oh.
Which I didn't realize, but okay. We moved the recording to Tuesday so I could go to the trainer and just have him destroy me on Mondays.
Right. Okay.
What a bastard. Coming up on the show today, we're going to break down the differences in America since the first Super Bowl, since we just had the 50th. The Krispy Kreme race took place in North Carolina, and it was not a happy ending, at least for one guy. And we're going to talk plastic vaginas as a form of protest.
Yes.
All righty.
Huh.
And we weren't expecting that.
Protest.
Hey, it's Wednesday, of course. So yesterday, New Hampshire primary, our winners are Donald Trump.
God save us.
By a lot. John Kasich finished second in the Republican primary there.
How about that?
And in the Democratic primary, Hillary Clinton got spanked like a White House intern in the 90s.
Hey, yo.
No.
Yes. Yes, she did.
You're so sexist, Nate.
Merely an analogy, my friend. Merely an analogy. let me give you a Facebook post from former host of the show, Larry Mead. And find this here. He writes, Bernie wins. Currently, he's up 21%. Even more surprising, according to exit polls, he won almost every demographic group. Hillary did win two groups, voters 65 and older and voters in families earning over $200,000 per year. That's how New Hampshire broke down. Now, right. New Hampshire is almost home territory for Bernie. He's from Vermont. It's right next door.
That makes sense, yeah.
So he's got a lot more name recognition than he would have in somewhere else, but it's a good sign after basically a dead heat in Iowa.
Yeah.
So onward to the next one. I wonder if it'll even matter by the time they get to California. It usually doesn't. That's the pisser.
Yeah, right.
You know, I don't know.
Wait and see.
What's going on there, Jason? How was your week?
My week was pretty awesome.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, right?
What was the greatest thing that happened over since it was so awesome?
Would you like me to elaborate?
No, just one word answers if you could. With a little attitude.
I visited with my brother on Saturday. It was nice to see him. And,
Didn't you have your academic Special Olympics?
And we.
Oh, that's right.
The academic decathlon. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the academic Special Olympics. Yeah, I remembered wrong.
Yeah, it was close.
Everybody's a winner.
So that was true. Something that was neat to go and see some people that I used to work with at USAA, and then also some old Toastmasters that I used to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
And to see the kids, like, honestly, like, the some of the speeches that these kids gave were, like, so insightful. This one kid talked about choosing and how your choices you make in your life affect you so much. And it was like, I gave him almost a perfect score, but because he took something that anybody could talk about
for
3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
Dream killer. but kid, then, you're very talented, then but another, you're an original.
Another kid did a song, did one about working in a store and it making him communicate with somebody that was deaf, and deciding to take American Sign Language classes and how that.
Oh my God! Who the hell?
Honestly, I think I'm going to add that to my New Year's resolution list.
Okay, all right. So anyway,
I'm going to learn AFL.
It was awesome.
That's good. It's good. It's good to give back, isn't it?
It was beautiful.
Kareem, welcome back. You had a hell of a week. That's why you were not here last week. You had some issues at work. I hope everything picked up after that.
They did until Jason just unplugged my microphone.
Oh, headphones. Kareem's having problems hearing everything.
You in?
Thank you. Yeah.
You in?
Are you in?
That's what she said, Jason.
You hear that a lot, didn't you? You heard that a lot in your childhood, didn't you?
All the time, man. I can't tell you. Like, it hurts the first time. After that, not so much.
That's not what she said.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what she said.
I said, oh, well, that's surprisingly roomy.
She's like, oh, they said this hurt. Oh, man. Yeah, last week all of my bosses went to Denver for a meeting and left me in charge of the two Palmers I work in. And, of course, everything that could go wrong. Not everything, knock on wood, but a lot of shit went wrong.
Well, here's right. The fun thing. While they were in Denver, virtually everyone from Denver was in the Bay Area for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Lucky bastard.
And they were all complaining about the snow in Denver and how cold it was in Denver.
Yeah, it's a mile high and it's in the Rocky Mountains and it's winter. It snows there.
It was 20 degrees and the snow was just falling.
Wah. Wah. I have to go on a trip and it's snowing. Wah.
Yeah. So that happened. Was it Tuesday? I ended up working until 10 o'clock at night and then got a 6 o'clock emergency phone call the next morning. And then Wednesday evening, I ended up getting sick.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, so I had 2 days of crappy shit at work and then I got sick the rest of the week.
Ugh.
So I haven't done much since then.
Yuck. Yuck. Sam, what about you? I saw some Instagram stuff.
Yeah, I had a fun little weekend full of... loved ones and special moments.
You took a weed whacker to your facial hair. It's all
of
gone.
Course, yeah.
Sam looked like a wax vagina.
Wax vagina over here. Let me poke up them lips.
I was wondering why I found you so much more attractive.
He got a Brazilian.
Yeah, it feels fresh. It feels so clean, yeah. Anyhow, I had a wonderful time on Saturday, my twin brother's baby shower.
Oh.
Which was a fun, they actually did a good job, made a little co-ed event out of it. You know my brother, and he did a good job making sure there was a lot of fun.
Yes.
You know, not just, let's suffer through this together.
Your brother was the first person I saw at work this morning. I saw him in the parking lot.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, it is a good way to start. When you see somebody in the parking lot that isn't like, oh, you.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Not that there's anybody like that at my work, because everybody is great.
Everybody's sunshine.
Everybody is great where I work. Yeah. It's just Joe's a really nice person to see, because he's always got either a smile or a confused look on his face.
Yeah, which is entertaining to see also.
Yeah. And he was on his way out to cover some big news story. Ooh. I don't know what, but...
I'm sure something big happened.
It always does. It always does. We had... I dropped Leslie off at the airport on Saturday at noon, a little before noon, because she had another trip. So flying solo.
Just don't stop.
Flying solo all week. And and we're still looking at wedding venues, which is, of course, stressful because we haven't finalized which one we're going to go. We have a distinct leader in the clubhouse. But with something that's important, you don't want to go, oh, yeah, we're going to go with that one. And then have somebody go, oh, did you look at this place? They're fantastic. And then you go, oh, no, we didn't.
Yeah, right.
So we have a couple more places that we want to look at. Hoping to make a decision. We were going to do it by Valentine's Day, but there is one place we want to look at that we can't get into until early next week. So
That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get it squared away and we'll get the right place. And she's home next week, which is nice because it sucks when she's gone it's bad enough when she's gone for 3 or 4 days. But when she leaves on Saturday and doesn't come back till the following Saturday, it makes for a long stretch.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That's some suck-a-poo right there.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks.
Sucks so bad.
Gosh, why does it suck so much?
God.
But, it was in my Super Bowl. My Super Bowl party was me and the cats just watching the worst game I have ever seen.
It was so boring. It was boring as hell.
It was awful.
It wasn't boring. I was bad.
It was bad. And don't give me that line of horse shit that it was great defense. The defense was very good, but there was a lot of bullshit where they just weren't executing.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, I'm like, my God, he threw such horrific floaters out there.
Denver had... less than 200 yards of total offense. You should not be allowed to win shit. Like, you should. Denver won the Super Bowl because somebody had to.
They did.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing.
That's a very good point.
And it was decided. Well, it was really decided very early on when there was a I'm going to call it completion because it should have been. down the middle of the field by Carolina. The refs called it incomplete. They went to a review, and they came back and did not overturn it. And, like, the next play, Cam Newton fumbles, and they kick it into the end zone. Denver picks it up for a touchdown.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much the game.
Yeah.
That was, honestly, and here's the thing. As bad as the game was, with less than 5 minutes left, it was still only 6 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And right. Carolina had the ball.
Yeah.
And the commercials, all due respect to Puppy Monkey Baby, the commercials sucked, too.
Yeah. They were as boring as the game.
So shucked.
Oh, okay. The halftime show, here's what I've realized quite a while ago. The halftime show is not for me. Because I am straight, white, male, and over 21. They don't care what I think of the halftime show.
Right.
They're not making it for me.
No.
And that's fine with me. I just go, you know what? The last time they really tried, Aerosmith did the halftime show with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. That was the last time they even remotely tried to have a halftime show that appealed to somebody other than women, gay dudes, and teenagers.
When did the Rolling Stones do it?
I don't know, 1963. Yeah. They're 100 years old.
I would be happy if there was no halftime show. Honestly, the only reason they do a halftime show is because they can add another half hour where they can charge a lot of money for advertisements.
Oh, sure.
During the show. Yeah. And I'm like, this is a waste of time. Just get on with the game. It was. I mean, they had some cool choreography. I'll give them that. And their little Bruno Mars. Give them all. It was impressive how they could all just get together on that stage.
No.
Kareem. No. I'm trying to find a silver lining here.
Because I've been wanting to say this all week. Black people, every time you see Beyonce, this shit is not good. Just because she shows up does not make the shit good.
Right.
That was bunk. All of it. Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Bunk. Yeah. I was like, they had as many people on the stage as he had who he stole from that song from.
Right.
Yeah, right. So many people on that stage. And I'm like,
and none of them were doing anything well.
What's the deal with them giving us last year's halftime show and the year before's halftime show? Like, give us someone else if you're going to throw a little mashup in there.
The NFL decided they were going to try to be greedy and say, oh, you pay me to perform at the Super Bowl.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that's
so
right, huh?
Nobody bid on it.
Everyone's like, forget y'all.
Right.
And so then they had to throw something together.
Because anybody who could afford the NFL price that they were asking is like, I'm too big to bother with this shit.
Yeah.
But you know what? Ironically, Kareem, you know who agrees with you? Sort of. Rudy Giuliani.
He gives a salute to the Black Lives Matter movement. Dre McKesson tweeted out, hashtag formation, shout outs to Malcolm X and MJ were excellent. It was a nod to 1966 founding of the Black Panther Party. What did you think of that?
I think it was outrageous. The halftime show, I thought it was ridiculous anyway. I don't know what the heck it was. A bunch of people like bouncing around and doing strange things. It was terrible.
It's Coldplay and Bruno Mars.
I actually even know why we have this. I mean, this is
football.
You're going
to do something at halftime.
This is football, not Hollywood. Yeah. And I thought it was really outrageous that that she used it as a platform to attack police officers, who are the people who protect her and protect us and keep us alive. And what we should be doing in the African-American community and all communities is build up respect for police officers and focus on the fact that when something does go wrong, okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, I said sort of.
Yeah.
To a point, you shared the same viewpoint.
Attack police officers.
Well, look, anytime somebody mentions hashtag Black Lives Matter, a lot of white people.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
Hashtag kill
Let's
police.
Not make this a race thing right
Fuck
now.
The popo.
A lot of people immediately assume that it's attacking every cop everywhere all the time.
Right.
And it's not. It's a protest saying, by the way, you cops that treat people in an inappropriate manner, it's not okay.
Right.
And nobody said it was all cops.
Right.
There's the assumption that if you criticize any cop, you're criticizing all cops. And you know who doesn't like that? The good cops.
Yeah.
Because they know there's shitheads amongst them. There always are going to be. There always have been. And when you start defending all with a big broad brush, then it really knocks down what the cops that actually care and are working hard to do a good job for everybody
it really just minimalizes them, and it becomes it's sort of like if you go, you know what, the black community, it's all gangsters. It's just nothing but gangsters, because you're just basically
just paint the whole entire. It's a stereotype.
Yeah, it's a stereotype, and they're not okay. And Black right. Lives Matter is not a painting with a broad brush, or at least it shouldn't be. That every right. cop is terrible. It's that the bad cops need to be dealt with.
And that's something we can all agree on.
Am I incorrect?
Well, we should all agree on.
You are not incorrect.
Okay, that I just wanted to make sure I wasn't overstating. But that's what a lot of people go. Oh, if you had anybody, it's
So where did she say, "Yo, hashtag Black Lives Matter"? I just saw her wearing the Michael Jackson thing.
Sam, honestly, I went and took a shit at halftime. I don't know.
The song itself, the video itself, has that information in it.
Yeah.
So, oh, okay.
In her original music video that song was,
which was released on Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, so, I mean, like, it's there's definitely a lot of marketing going on there.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is, it was dope. I mean, I enjoyed the video.
Jason loves his Beyonce.
No. I enjoyed the video, and it made me
like big butts and I cannot lie.
No, here and here's I. It's not made for me. You know what I mean, though. I mean, like, I realize that it's not. I'm not. But I watched it and I enjoyed it, and I knew there's gonna be a bunch of stupid white people. They're gonna talk about the Black Panthers and how like they're like all that stuff coming on, and it's
honestly, I would be shocked if any white people even noticed that, because I had no
what.
How did that Super Bowl halftime show up?
Do you have the record skipping thing over there?
hold on, I believe I do.
Let me say it again.
Okay, say it again.
I don't even know how any white people would notice that. I didn't see any. I wasn't like, oh my god, Beyonce, total black. This is total Black Panthers. What? I'm watching a halftime show, and I was distracted by her falling over.
They were throwing the fist in the air. They were throwing the fist in the air, like on the regular, the dance moves, and like the black attire, black leather, like that's.
And the fact that you.
Who doesn't wear black leather in the rock and roll world?
The fact that's not the first thing to my mind. The fact that that's not your thought gives me hope.
Right.
Okay, good. Good. It's not. I was distracted by her doing a squat and then almost falling backwards, right. Knocking over everyone behind her.
Right. Yeah. So the fact that you don't see that gives me hope.
All
right. Right.
Well, good. But I'm glad there's your lining, your little silver lining there.
Your cousins, on the other hand, they lost their fucking mind.
Ridiculous. Like
a lot of very angry people.
Yeah. Like I'm like, remember, I'm from the South, so I still have redneck friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I see all of these memes and posts about if it was the KKK. I don't think the KKK started any school breakfast programs. I don't think they taught anybody how to read.
Well, you don't know. You weren't at the meetings.
No. You might be right. No. I don't think they collected clothes and food for people.
It was a community organization.
Yeah.
Well, and even if they did, here's the thing. If you look at the ledger of whatever the KKK might have done, it really tilts pretty heavily to one direction.
Yeah.
And it's not toward the gathering food and clothes for the needy. Right, right. It's toward the burning cross and lynchings and hate.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just say it.
Yeah. Just say it.
So if you compared them to the Black Panthers, I'm like, you don't know shit about history at all.
No, I think the Black Panthers, there's a lot that I really believe in for myself. And I think being prepared against, you know, your government being able to organize and educate your own people. A lot of the stuff they're about, I think, is so good.
And the bad police are the reason why the Black Panthers existed.
In the first place.
Oh, yeah. They're training against brutality so they can fight back.
Well, and here's the other thing. The Black Panthers, and the most important thing to know about them, is the biggest thing they did was scare white people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing they did.
Really, if you want to look at the cultural landscape of things, for the entire zeitgeist of the country, they were scary black dudes.
Well, no, because actually every school has a school breakfast program because of them.
No, and I understand that. But I'm saying at the time, what you would see on TV, and if you went back and looked at the historical footage, it would be the Black Panthers. Those are scary looking black dudes.
Yeah. California gun laws are based on the Black Panthers.
Right. No, I know.
Man, they've accomplished a lot.
They're actually totally pro Second Amendment. They're like, right to bear arms. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they you know who they have a lot in common with? Clive and Bundy and the guys who barricade themselves in Oregon.
Absolutely.
Let your similarities bring you together. Not your differences drive you apart.
That's beautiful, Nate.
You got it. Beautiful. Hey, so Peyton Manning won his second Super Bowl. He's now 2-2, and this also made a lot of people go crazy.
I got a couple of priorities. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy, and I promise you that. I got a couple of priorities. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy, and I promise you that.
He got paid.
No. Actually, the next day, Budweiser came out and said, we did not pay Peyton Manning.
Really?
Really. But here's the rub. Peyton Manning owns two different Budweiser distributorships in Louisiana.
Of course. There's the money. So we found the money.
His money for that's on the back end. And you know that he is the biggest whore in the history of sports. How do you know? Who did he kiss first when he won that Super Bowl? Possibly his last game. Was it his wife? Was it his kids?
Was it
his brother Eli?
Who did he kiss?
Papa John. The pizza guy.
Oh, wow.
What in the hell are you talking about, Nate?
He is not lying.
I am not lying.
Like the guy who started the pizza chain was standing
next
to
him? Yes, the guy who does Papa John.
Papa John, I'll meet the baby, whatever you say.
Do you not have... Have you never seen the Papa John commercials?
No, I don't.
He's just a standard khaki-wearing white dude.
Yeah. No. Evil white dude.
Well, I'm playing with stereotypes because it's dangerous and fun.
It's true. It's true. But that was like the first was the first person that made it to Peyton Manning and gave him a big kiss upon his 200th win in the NFL.
What a dirty whore.
Yeah. I mean, I remember very distinctly Drew Brees. His post-game interview, and he's holding his little kid in his arms, and he's got the biggest smile on his face in the universe. He wasn't there kissing Mr. Hyundai or whatever the fuck it was. Still, the best Drew Brees moment is not the Super Bowl. It's when he went on the Oprah Winfrey Show and she tried to wipe his birthmark off his cheek.
No way.
go ahead and look that up. That is fantastic. I believe she licked. I believe Oprah licked her thumb and tried to wipe the birthmark off Drew Brees' cheek.
Yeah,
that is the best.
Kareem remembers that.
There could be nothing more awkward.
That is the best.
Did she cry? Did she apologize?
My mom actually thought on my butt when I was first born, when I was a baby, that my birthmark. was a
Dookie.
Piece of poop, yeah, and she scrubbed it, and then she felt so bad because she scrubbed it for so long.
You're all crying,
and I was crying. Yeah, what? I was like 3 months old, four months old, but yeah, she felt really bad about that.
Wow, oh my God. She should. That's
my
crazy.
Whole life has just been illuminated by this little revelation.
A little bit of revelation.
So I'm just saying that, you know, hey, it happens. People mistake it sometimes for a little smudge.
It was really hilarious. Now, to Oprah's credit, they could have edited that out of the show, and they left it in.
Yeah.
Because it was
props.
A really good moment.
Yeah.
All right, so Gloria Steinem, feminist icon, was on Bill Maher's show. And she has a theory about why so many young women are supporting Bernie Sanders instead of Hillary Clinton. Now, in the middle of a larger discussion about the Democratic Party, she said, and I quote, "Women are more for Hillary Clinton than men are. First of all, women get more radical as we get older because we experience, not to overgeneralize, but men tend to get more conservative because they gain power as they age. Women get more radical because they lose power as they age." Okay, that's generalizing. Said, and when you're young, you're thinking, where are the boys? The boys are with Bernie. She's alleging that all of the young women who are supporting Bernie Sanders, it's because they're looking for dick. Is that feminist icon Gloria Steinem went on national TV and dismissed the thought process of every young woman in America who thinks Bernie Sanders is a better choice than Hillary Clinton.
And honestly, nothing could be more anti-feminist
yes!
than to say all these women are making their voting decisions based on their chasing dick.
First, she generalized, and then she essentially was incredibly dismissive.
Well, what a dirty cooch.
You know what?
What was that for anti-feminist?
I'm going to go ahead and be kind. She's 81 years old. She probably don't know any better. Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
She's supposed to.
I watched that, and I was like, did she Was that Donald Trump all those days?
She's been possessed by Trump's hair.
She doesn't tell you that it's like a big hill, though. So, like, when you get really radical as a woman at that one point later in life and stuff like that, you then rapidly decrease and go down the other way to where you're like a, you know.
Well, yeah. Here's what's really magical about Gloria Steinem. She's 81 years old, not a gray hair on her head.
No.
Yeah. Not a one.
She has a good stylist.
She doesn't die?
She will soon.
oh, no!
Speaking of women, three women have been accused of hate crimes by prosecutors after carrying a two-meter plastic vagina through a Spanish town.
A hate crime?
A hate crime. They are going to be hauled
2 meters.
2 meters. That's about six feet or so. A six-foot vagina.
That's a big old vagina.
It is. And plastic. They're going to be hauled in front of a judge for making a mockery of Catholic religious traditions after... Yes, no one expects a Spanish Inquisition.
I get it. It looks like Virgin de Guadalupe.
Well, no one expects a Spanish Inquisition, Sam. The women were protesting during a march organized by the Spanish Union of General Workers Confederation, but a Spanish judge has said that they carried a plastic vagina a couple of meters high in the style of the Virgin Mary. They now are facing crimes against religious sentiment. So it's good to see that they're still old school in Europe. Next time somebody goes, oh, Europeans are really progressive. No, they're not. They're not. They're no more progressive than we are. They just have funny accents.
I'm sorry. I missed the whole purpose of the giant vagina, though. What was it for?
They were protesting something. It's actually an old news story.
I just realized that.
It's okay. Fine. It's just a funny story.
It is funny. It's funny.
Spanish Inquisition. Funny. when Monty Python does it, but that's it.
Right.
So now, on this show, I've mentioned before the Donut Dash, which I have done
right
here in Sacramento for several years. I'm not doing it this year because I'm in no shape for that. Plus, I have to be out of town and stuff. So,
right.
But it's not the only donut-based race. In fact, there is a Krispy Kreme challenge in Kareem's home state of North Carolina, and things didn't go that great this year.
It's a popular race for a good cause, but today organizers of the Krispy Kreme challenge say a man is dead after apparently having a heart attack during the race this morning in Raleigh. WNCN's Amy Cutler joins us now live with details. Amy, sad situation here.
It really is, Maggie. You can see some of those tents still up, thousands gathering here this morning to take part in the challenge. Race officials telling us a 58-year-old man was the victim in this. They tell us that he complained of chest pains during the first mile of the race. They say he was rushed to Rex Hospital, where he died. Now, the idea of the challenge is to run 2.5 miles to the Krispy Kreme, eat a dozen donuts, and then run back. And it's all for a good cause. The race raises money for North Carolina Children's Hospital. It's student run. In a statement, they said their deepest sympathies go out to the runners' families. Those we spoke with around campus call it surprising.
The train wreck.
It's kind of a shock to me. I've done a lot of races and never heard of anything like that happening. So it's a little scary.
First, we're hearing about it, but it's definitely something that makes you think about when you're running these races, how people are involved with it and what they're getting into. But it's definitely sad to hear about.
What is that noise?
It's apparently a train.
Identifying the victim. We're also waiting for a police report to get more details on the exact incident. For now, we're live in Raleigh. I'm Amy Cutler, WNCN News Now.
Here's the thing. It's not the donut's fault.
He had warning signs.
He had chest pains in the first mile of the race.
He should have stopped.
And in fact, he never actually ate any donuts, which they don't get to in this story. But
you have to make it at least 2 miles to get to.
Two and a half
to get to the donuts.
The Donut Dash here in Sacramento, it's 2 miles donuts, right, and then back. And a lot of people, like, I've done it when I've walked. There are people with strollers.
You're not running. This isn't the Spartan race.
It is not. Some people, they do have a competitive division of it, though, which is crazy. But
that is crazy.
It's absolutely insane. But, I mean,
12 donuts is a lot of donuts.
It is. That is a lot of donuts.
That's excessive donut eating.
This guy had no donuts.
He never even had one.
Not one.
Not even one.
But here's the thing. They're Krispy Kreme donuts. So 12 of them is like two.
They are tiny.
They're like two real donuts.
Yeah.
Unless they're creme filled.
Well, no, they would just do the original glazed ones.
Oh.
The ones that you put in your mouth and they just sort of melt.
Melts. Oh.
They just melt in your mouth.
It's just that soft, warm,
dough with a hot light. Just turn on your hot light.
It's like when you put cotton candy in a bowl full of milk.
What?
It just dissolves on your tongue.
Who?
You don't do that with your cotton candy? You should try it.
I'm never in a place where cotton candy and a bowl of milk would be together.
Hey, guys, I got this bowl of milk and this cotton candy. What should we do with it?
I've got a guy. Great idea.
That's a great plan for
who
the state
fair. Who takes a bowl of milk to the fair?
Right.
You bring the cotton candy home.
Oh.
Bring it home in a big
and,
bag.
And ruin it.
Yeah.
Forget you guys.
You know that they,
I mean, I'm willing to try it.
It's delicious.
They make cereal that's nothing but sugar that you can do that with.
Yes.
And it's designed to go in
milk.
It's
exactly the same thing, only not as beautiful.
Oh,
to look
I
at.
Just thought of the best thing. Okay, so this is what we got to get. This is the next level stuff.
He drinks Coke and Pop Rocks.
So
I've done that. Nothing happens. It's bullshit. The whole
so we start making sugar that's made directly from like cotton candy. And it'll be like, because they do the turbinado sugar, right? I mean, that's like, you know, a different way that it's extracted. We'll do a, you know, authentic.
Sugar.
Yeah, cotton candy sugar.
It's
authentic.
Like the stevia
you,
and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You do realize that cotton candy starts as sugar, right?
Yeah, no, it's the beauty
of
it.
This is different, Nate. It's different.
That's the beauty of it, is that we're not doing anything.
This is marketing at its finest.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Yeah, I can't take any more of that. Up next in Cool, first up in Cool or Tool, sorry, Gloria Steinem, Jason.
Listen, I think that Gloria Steinem is really
Gloria
cool.
Stefan.
Is really cool, like my cotton candy sugar idea.
Kareem?
Hello. She was cool until last week.
Yeah.
Sam?
Sounds like she's just a tool who is full of hate, and she's taking down her own purpose and cause with her. Sounds like Coldplay agrees with me.
That was, yeah, I know. That was just out of nowhere. Can't get Chris Martin down. Look, Gloria Steinem's a tool because anybody that disagrees with her, she's incredibly dismissive of. So why bother having an intelligent conversation? If right. you don't agree with me, then you're obviously just chasing dick or a moron.
Right. Yeah. Fuck her.
Tool. Tool.
Tool.
Tool.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Plastic Pussy. Kareem?
Tool.
Sam?
I thought that was very interesting. I'm going to go with cool.
Jason?
Oh, I thought it was really cool because it was, you know, fighting that patriarchal society, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
Idolizing a woman's virginity, you know? I mean, like, making it... Yeah, no, that's cool.
Do you want to come back in another life as Pam Grier so you can be both black and a woman?
Dude, that'd be so fucking badass.
He would never leave the house. His fingers would be in him all the time. Yeah,
man, I'd have a fucking machine gun and I'd be getting down on motherfuckers.
Uh-oh. Plastic pussy is tool.
What?
I'm just saying. It's my opinion.
Don't worry about
it. I guess it can be a tool.
Right. And finally, a cooler tool, death. Death. Sam?
Death?
Death!
Death.
Sometimes it takes a holiday, but not this time.
I think death is the yin to the yang of life. It's cool. It's a hurtful cool.
Kareem?
Death is cool.
Jason?
Yeah, it's cool.
Have you ever touched a dead body? Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's as cool as they come, man.
It's as cool as a cucumber.
It is. It's necessary. Otherwise, we'd just be overrun with assholes who just won't fucking die.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, isn't that the premise of The Walking Dead?
Right, yeah.
It's the premise of Death Takes a Holiday.
There you go. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. Hey, by the way, thanks to all the cool people who are shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. You're helping support the show, and you know already it doesn't cost you anything extra. So to all you tools who haven't been, go ahead and do it. It's just that easy. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab and get whatever you like. Treat yourself to something nice. Maybe something for Valentine's Day.
You should do it.
Maybe a President's Day gift for you.
Oh.
Maybe you want to dress up like an asshole for St. Patrick's Day. They've got plenty of stuff, so you too can dress up like a drunken prick for St. Patrick's Day.
You might be able to find a plastic vagina.
Mm, oh, I guarantee.
There's no telling.
I guarantee you can.
Mm.
Pocket pussy.
So start your own revolution.
Plastic. Indeed. Go ahead and
shuffle. Hey, it's not my fight, though. I mean, you know, it's not my fight. I can't fight it. I can support.
All right. Well, the 50th Super Bowl is come and gone. So there was a lot of looking back on the previous Super Bowls. I know they showed clips from previous halftime shows. Not the Janet Jackson one, of course. But it's time to take a look back at some of the things that have changed since the first Super Bowl game, January 15th, 1967. Back then, the U.S. population was 197.5 million. Now, 322.8 million. Now, 5 decades ago, the U.S. was home to 9.6 million foreign-born people. The number now stands at, and this is going to give a lot of credence to people like Donald Trump. So back then, 9.6 million. Today, 42.4 million people not born here live here.
Wow.
The active duty military population has dropped. Of course, we were at war in Vietnam.
And drafting people.
It was mandatory service. It was 3.4 million, and it is now 1.3 million. The world population, incidentally, has more than doubled from 3.5 billion to 7.3 billion. Now, how much did stuff cost? Well, you wanted a house in 1967, the average price was $22,000. Now, $282,800.
So wrong.
A gallon of milk, Sam, 33 cents. You could dump it on all the cotton candy you wanted.
God bless you, Nate.
Now that same one will cost you $3.31.
Yeah.
A first-class postage stamp was 5 cents. It's up to 49 cents. When was the last time you actually put a stamp on anything?
Recent, actually.
A month ago.
Oh, we lost Sam. Did you turn your mic off? Did you turn the switch off? Did you reach down and turn the switch off?
I did that.
There you go.
With my mind.
Or your so Jedi.
Or your thumb. The median age.
That's how big his mind is.
The average age for a first marriage for a woman in 1967, which was, by the way, when my parents got married.
Freaky man.
Was 20.6. Now the average age for a woman to get married is 27. For men, it was 23, and now it's 29.2. Now, let me do some quick math. This is actually pretty good. The average age, my mom and my dad were dead on the average age.
Wow.
In 1967. My parents...
These numbers are legit, man.
Very average. Meanwhile, life expectancy was 70 and a half years in 1967. It's up to 78.8 years. The median age for the population, 28.1. It's now 37.7 years. And the number of people over 65 was 19.1 million. It's now 46.2 million. And the most popular names in 1967, Michael and Lisa. Michael and Lisa.
Makes sense.
Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I went to high school with a ton of Lisas.
Me too.
I didn't know many Lisas.
Now the most popular names, Noah and Emma.
Wow.
So really? Depressing. Noah and Emma.
I have a nephew named Noah.
Of course you do.
one of my friend's son is named Noah. I know like 3 Emmas too.
Of course you do, because everybody is essentially a sheep when it comes to naming children. It's like, oh, well, that's a cool name. Let me give my kid the same name that every other fucking kid has.
What drives me crazy is all these like Taryn, Talon, Aiden, Zayden, Jaden, Maiden, Jaden.
Aiden, Jaden, and Caden were like 3 of the top 6 names one year.
There's 10,000 of them, and they're all the same, but they're different, and I hate them all.
Yeah, their parents are all douchebags.
I don't know if I've told the story on the show. Again, this last weekend was my brother's baby shower, and I was talking about his wife's sister's baby shower that happened a year and a half ago.
Okay.
My brother's wife was making this banner with the kid's name for the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, Sam, what do you think of it? How's it look? I'm like, it looks great, but is his name Satan? And she's like, that's not funny, bro. That's not funny. They're naming the kid Zayden.
Okay.
Which you could easily say, hey, get behind me, Zayden. You know? Hey, Zayden. Yeah, it sounds like Satan. And then what's funny is she's like, stop joking. Just take a picture with your phone so I can text it to my sister, see if she likes it. I took a picture. It was photo number 666. And that's no joke, dude. I screenshotted that shit, dude. I was like, you better tell your sister reconsider naming this kid.
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything now. The die is cast.
Die is cast.
Yeah, well, you
who gotta, thought you know, that was a good idea?
Yeah,
who,
I don't know, dude.
Who let them do that?
There was Jade and Caden, and they're like, how do we do it cooler?
You cannot.
A Z, bro.
Here's
add
the thing.
A Z.
And Jason, you're going to find this out because you're going to start trying to have kids soon. You are not going to be, and you're going to have more friends that are in that same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be able to talk these people out of their fucking nonsense.
That's true.
Because that's true. Somewhere deep in their psyche, it's become so important to them.
Yes.
To give them this name that has no connection to them at all.
No meaning whatsoever.
Like,
to anything.
It's yeah, not. It's not like it was great grandpa's name.
Yeah.
No.
That's, yeah. No, it's not that.
It's not just, that poet whose poem saved your life when you were at a...
No,
nothing
it's some fucking actor they thought was hot when they were 19.
Yeah. Or it sounds like it would
that's
be a
why
cool actor.
That's why
name.
There's not a ton of Seths.
Yeah.
My apologies, Green and Rogan.
My brother-in-law's name is Seth. He's a good guy.
Well, I know good. Several Seths that are good guys. Yeah. But nobody is rushing to name their kid Seth because yeah, they Seth. Had a... They were wet in the panties because of someone named Seth.
Are you about
Seth.
To say you were?
Just wet in the panties. Do that. I don't know. It's time to take a trip to our favorite state for some hijinks.
Hijinks.
It's time for Florida Corner.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
That's right. A man found walking naked down the street near Fort Walton Beach High School was taken to the medical center there. Law enforcement had received numerous reports that a naked man was walking down U.S. Highway 98 when temperatures were in the low 30s. It does get cold in Florida. He told officers that Jesus had told him to exit the vehicle and walk down the street naked. And he said, Jesus, take the wheel. Anyway, because the man had medical problems and, quote, was not in the right frame of mind, he was taken to the hospital. Since his vehicle is blocking a sidewalk at the high school, the police department had it towed. Apparently, Jesus didn't park it in the right spot. So, there you go. That's what happened. Also in Florida, a man who said he fell into his car's trunk and got locked in after a walk on the beach was rescued by county sheriff's deputies who heard him knocking for help. The incident began on about 9:30 p.m. when the sheriff's deputy, Seth Hopp,
hey.
Answered a call about a report of suspicious vehicle.
Did your panties just get wet? Mine did.
Yeah.
Woo!
Gesher.
Parked near Sombrero Beach. There, Hop said he found a 1997 Lincoln Continental with all four doors open, but no one in sight. Drawing closer, he said, I then began hearing a knocking coming from the closed trunk. Come out, Hop ordered after announcing himself as the sheriff's office. I can't! Answered a voice that turned out belonged to 32-year-old Rob Moore of Marathon, Florida. Seth opened up the trunk, and a male emerged. And the male had an unusual explanation for his predicament. After going for a walk on the beach, said he was looking for keys to the vehicle and had accidentally fallen in the trunk while searching for those keys. And the trunk then accidentally closed on top of him. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened to the
what
keys?
What an idiot.
Keys, still a mystery. The deputy may have opened the trunk using an in-car release. That's probably what happened, in fact. During his interview with Hop, Moore told the deputy that he had in the car a pill bottle containing marijuana. So he was charged with marijuana possession, which is a first-degree misdemeanor. When his mom arrived to drive him home... the police spokesperson said... Certainly, these are unusual circumstances, but we have no reason to believe it happened in any other way than he described.
Wow.
So there is not someone shoving people into trunks in Florida. Everybody can relax.
Hey, hold this bottle of weed. Let me throw you in the trunk.
Oh, so fantastic. God, you know, I've never been to Florida, and I'm really torn about whether I really ever want to go.
I think we should have a group trip.
I should go a couple of times.
For real. Let's highlight some of the places here and like go.
I don't know about you, but I have a wedding and a honeymoon this year.
Okay. All right.
And it's not in Florida. Neither of them will be happening.
What a shame.
We are a
destination.
Our destination for our honeymoon is Hawaii.
Yeah.
Aloha. Oi.
I've never been, so that'll be a fun little trip for me.
Well, if you go to Maui, let me know.
That is, I believe, where we are going.
Oh, well, we should talk later.
We will talk later. Yes. Leslie loves Maui, so she's like, what do you want to do? And I go, I don't know. I've never been.
Did you say, hey, babe, what do you want to do? She just said, motherfucker, just Maui me.
That's horrible.
She was asking, she's like, what do you want to do? She goes, I was thinking Maui. And I'm like, well, it's going to be December. That sounds really fucking good to me.
Yeah, for real.
Where do I want to go in December? Because I do want to go to, I do want to go to Europe, but I want to go to the part of Europe where there are white people. And
what part is that? The part that they have white people?
No, I want to go to places where they speak English. So I want to go to, and in December, it's not that pleasant to go there. So
yeah, no.
So that'll be a different trip. But yeah, it looks like we're going to go to Hawaii. Now all we have to do is nail down that wedding venue.
Almost there.
There was some big news out of North Korea this week. We go now live to the announcement.
우리 당과 국가 군대의 최고 영도자 김정은 동지께서 지구 관측 위성 광명성 4호를 발사할 때 대한 명령 하달.
What they were saying
I think
is
she called me a pile of shit
right.
there somewhere.
No, what she said was Diana Hong is blowing up. Or something with a nuclear warhead. I don't know which one it is. I part of me kind of loves the North Korean news just because of the enthusiasm with which they deliver
it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, just
중국 국가 군대의 최고 영도자 김정은 동지께서 저체 배고
What you do not do is you do not go home and unwind with the news.
No way, that'll rile you up.
Ah, I've had a hell of a day. Let me just turn on the TV and relax.
김정은 동지의 직접적인 지도를 받으며 진행된 지구 관측 위성 광명성 4호의 성공적 발사와 관련한 조선민주주의인민공화국 국가 우주 개발국 보도가 발표됩니다.
Subtitle.
You know what?
Cotton candy goes great with milk.
In the back, and behind her, there was a background that really looked like Crater Lake. I'm not quite sure what it was.
I love Crater Lake.
I'm pretty
it's
sure
so
it
gorgeous.
Was not Crater Lake, but you never
Probably
know.
It's like when they tell you the news in North Korea, they really tell you the news.
Yeah,
like they're
this
like,
story might not be important, but we're going to make it sound like it through vocal inflection.
Or not even that. Like this isn't even news. This is law.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Martial law.
She's reading the news as though someone has a gun to her
head. Yes.
광명성 4호를 궤도에 진입시키는데 완전
It shouldn't be so funny to picture a gun to her head. She's
oh my
like,
God, it's
well,
not
well,
funny. That's sad.
It's terrible, but after he said that and played it, it's funny.
Well, and here's the thing. She's got a grin on her face like she's having the time of her life. And she's just going...
9분 46초 만인 9시 09분 46초에 지구 관측 위성 광명성 4호를 자기 궤도에 정확히 진입시켰다.
Where is Diana Hong when I need a translation?
Hong, we need you.
Exactly.
We need you now.
Hey, Hong, we need you. With all of our rings combined.
Yes.
You know, I really want to call her up and just play this down the phone line.
Do it. Yeah, let's do that right
now.
Speakerphone that shit.
Who's got her number?
I don't have her number.
I don't know if I need
no.
that program.
Speakerphone that shit.
No, it's okay. We don't have a speaker for that. I will do that sometime off the air when I'm feeling really bored. I'll just call her up on a Saturday morning, and she'll go, hello. And I'll be like, she'll say hello, and I'll say,
자랑찬 결실이며 저주적인 평화적 우주 이용 권리를 당당히 행사하여 나라의 과학기술과 경제
just be like, Mom, I don't live there anymore. What? What? All right, so that was the news out of North Korea. Anyway.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Sort of a bit of a palate cleanser as we walk.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Kareem.
Yes.
I know you've got a Juke Joint Friday coming up.
I do.
How about you tell us about that real quick?
February 19th with the Sean Thwaites Jazz Quartet.
Nice.
Sean Thwaites is a Berkeley of music.
He's a Berkeley of music, is he?
Berkeley Institution.
I know what you're talking about.
Institution of Music graduate.
Oh, okay.
From the highest level music.
Highest level music. Yeah. He's from Washington, D.C., so he plays the steel drums. His folks are from Trinidad. He's been all over the world playing the steel drums. And we got the comedy of Mr. Lance Wood, who's actually been all over the world telling, or not, well, yeah. He's been on the USO tour telling jokes. So,
okay.
Yeah, and he's open for Chappelle and Godfrey and D.C. Curry and a bunch of other people. So
bunch of other black
too
people.
Too legit.
Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Hey,
so it's going to be a good show.
And for anybody who's not familiar, where is it going to be?
It's going to be at the Brick House Art Gallery at 36 and Broadway. Tickets are on Eventbrite. You can get them for $10 now. It's $15 at the door.
This is it's called Juke Joint Fridays.
Juke Joint Fridays.
What day of the week is that on?
Friday.
Oh, okay.
And we will put a link to that on Kareem. Go ahead and put a link to that on the Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah, and also make sure you buy the ticket ahead of time because he will charge you full price at the door.
Well, I will. He will. And here's the rub though, there is a small service fee with Eventbrite. So even if you don't get them ahead of time, if you're like, oh, I didn't get them ahead of time. Just go. It's like an extra couple bucks. It's
oh,
not
that's
a big deal.
Right. You always tell me that, and I always forget.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like you don't get to see. It's not like it's going to be like $50 more. It's like an extra $2.
So I shouldn't be. I shouldn't let that deter me from going.
Don't be deterred.
Yeah, you can make that last minute decision to go. I'm gonna go.
And you're giving cash to a man that would rather get the cash than pay the man some money.
Well, there you go. He's going to take the cash and turn around and give it to the performers.
Yeah,
is what's going to happen with most of it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way it has. That's the way it has to happen. I'm not gonna lie. I probably will not be there. That's my birthday. So,
oh,
happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
I'm going to see Brian Fallon at Ace of Spades the night before. Brian Fallon from the Gaslight Anthem.
Oh, how cool!
So I'm super stoked on that.
Good deal. That lined up well.
It did. You. It did. I bought them as soon as it was announced that there was a show. I bought the tickets at Ace of Spades.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, I'm not waiting.
Yeah, I'm not seeing if somebody gets this for me for my birthday because that never works.
It never works out.
Well, I'm sure Leslie would have gotten me the tickets, but I'm like, they just went on sale, so I just like, I'm getting it and be done with it.
Well, no, and seriously, that's one of those things that you want to make sure you get because depending on somebody else to do that for you.
Yeah.
It's not
worth the risk.
Well, and the time I got to see the Gaslight Anthem, and they're one of my favorite bands, he had bronchitis.
Oh, of course.
He's the lead singer. He had bronchitis, and they still put on a really good show, but he's got a new solo album coming out in March, so I will be seeing him live before the solo album comes out. And they've already, if you pre-order on iTunes, you've already get 3 songs from the thing.
Hey.
So I think they have the same deal through Amazon. I just started through iTunes because that was the first place the first single was available. So anyway, that's enough about me. That's enough about me. It's time to do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
Let's travel to Isle of Haut, Maine. That's right. With steep cliffs, crashing waves, and mysterious spruce forests, Isle of Haut's wild landscape long has caught the eyes and hearts of visitors to the island. Now these days, the twists and turns of governing the island are as dramatic as its scenery. Like most Maine communities, Isle of Haut, with a year-round population of 40 and a summer population of 300, has an annual town meeting. Now, island residents traditionally meet on the last Monday of March to elect municipal officials, vote for the town budget, and set the year's property tax rate. Those who run the island government wear many hats in order to keep the town ticking. Now, when someone doesn't do his or her job, islanders said it affects everyone. But, now, last year, no town meeting. There was no financial audit, no elections, and no landowner received a property tax bill. Now, this murky situation is distressing and perplexing to many who live on the island, although, for Tea Partiers, it would be a nirvana of sorts. But people who live there say, we're in a state of limbo. That's Lisa Turner, the island tax collector. It brings up this weird stuff, people blaming people and other nasty stuff, and just makes hard feelings. it's like government is necessary. Now, while this is happening on Isle of Haut, it's not ordinary. The problem of rural Maine towns struggling to manage themselves is becoming more prevalent. In 2014, for instance, the manager of Reed Plantation, not slave-based. In southern Aroostook County, Mitch Lansky wrote, "In the main townsmen of the small, isolated rural communities with dwindling, aging populations are having a hard time keeping their towns functional. Some towns can be months or even years late for town meetings or tax bills, with the town books in disarray and where few citizens are willing to take town positions. Once a town has passed the threshold where self-management becomes difficult, however, the currently available help is not adequate. Help could come, maybe from the state or from organizations like the Maine Municipal Association. See, on Isle of Haut, some residents said they're unsure of the help they can get. For the moment, they're watching the calendar and reflecting on how things are supposed to work. See, in a normal year, the municipal books are closed on January 31st. The budget's set at the town meeting, and the property tax bills are mailed in July, with payment due in September. Why did none of it happen? Well, first Selectman Landon DeWitt, son of third Selectman John DeWitt, was quoted last July as saying the situation developed because he and former town treasurer Kirsten Barter, his fiance, got behind in the bookkeeping. It kind of snowballed.
Understandable. Just let things go. It's okay.
She certainly hasn't embezzled any money, but she didn't do her job.
Oops.
Yeah. Now, when you have this sort of thing going on, there's no other authority other than the selectmen. So when they let you down, there's no other place you can go for relief and action. You say we can have elections to vote them out? We can't even have elections. So there is something
quite
worse.
Quite the conundrum there.
Yeah, I know, right? So, hey, Tea Party people, you do need a government of some sort to take care of business.
Business.
Because things are not going great in one local Maine community. So anyway, that's going to do it for Small Town News. I want to thank everybody for coming in and doing the show.
What a joy. What a pleasure.
Yeah, you guys were fantastic. Appreciate the coming in and hanging out and doing the show and all that jazz. Appreciate everybody for listening, and of course,
thank you everybody.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody who
shops through the Amazon tab.
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
oh, this is great.
I'm feeling this.
You should be. It's from the new Cage the Elephant album, "Tell Me I'm Pretty." The song is called Portuguese Knife Fight.
it's racist.
Is it? It's the best
it's
kind
descriptive.
Of knife. It's the best kind of knife fight, Jason. We'll be back on Friday with another fresh new episode of the Nate Darling Show. Until then, be safe, be happy, and be kind to each other. Because by the Jesus, that's what you ought to do. Bye-bye.
I wanna waste my life with you. Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.